Hey everyone, welcome back. As of March 2026, we are standing at a critical juncture in the global technology landscape. Honestly, the air feels heavy with volatility and shifting power dynamics between government agencies and private tech giants. It's a moment that demands our full attention.
That feeling of intensity is justified. Two distinct events recently converged to highlight these tensions. The finalization of the Pro-Human Declaration, and a high-profile standoff involving the Pentagon and Anthropic. While these events were separate on paper, their collision has sent significant ripples through the global tech community that we can't ignore.
It really does underscore an urgent need for clarity. We need to understand how powerful AI systems are regulated when they are developed by private entities, but utilized by public defense sectors. The central thesis here is clear. A new roadmap must prioritize human safety and ethical considerations above rapid deployment.
The Pro-Human Declaration, that document, represents a significant shift in the approach to artificial intelligence development. Speaker 1. It is not merely a statement of intent. It is a foundational document designed to align technological progress with human well-being. In an era where algorithms influence financial markets and military strategy, this declaration addresses the necessity of strict guidelines on data privacy, algorithmic transparency, and the prevention of harmful autonomous behaviors.
It's so radical yet straightforward. Technology must serve humanity, not the other way around. By finalizing this document just before the Pentagon-Anthropic standoff, stakeholders signaled a willingness to implement these values rather than debate them in theory.
The Pentagon-Anthropic standoff, but let's talk about that tension. The recent clash between the Department of Defense and major AI developers like Anthropic underscores the complexities inherent in modern warfare. The military is increasingly reliant on advanced machine learning models for logistics, analysis, and potentially autonomous defense systems. However, a conflict arises because these technologies are developed by commercial companies operating under different regulatory frameworks than government agencies.
That's a real friction point. When private entities push the boundaries of AI capabilities, they often clash with government concerns regarding safety and accountability. This standoff wasn't simply about code, it was about control. The critical question remains, who decides when an AI system is too dangerous for deployment?
Building a sustainable roadmap, the Pro-Human Declaration suggests the answer must involve human oversight and a clear roadmap for responsible integration. But a successful roadmap requires more than policy documents. It demands enforceable standards. To ensure sustainable integration, frameworks must guarantee three specific elements.
I agree. It really comes down to those three pillars we've been discussing. First, transparency.
Transparency. Users must understand how decisions are made by AI systems, particularly those impacting national security. We can't build a black box on top of our defense infrastructure.
And second, accountability.
Accountability. There must be clear lines of responsibility when an autonomous system makes a mistake or causes harm. If it fails, someone has to own the result.
That's crucial. Without these elements, the potential for misuse is significant. Safety protocols are the third one we can't miss.
Safety protocols, redundancy checks, and manual override capabilities must remain central to any defense or critical infrastructure application. We cannot let algorithms make life or death decisions without a human in the loop.
The collision of recent events serves as a stark reminder that waiting until a crisis occurs before establishing rules is not a viable strategy. The roadmap must be proactive rather than reactive.
The path forward and critical takeaways as the industry looks toward the future. the focus is shifting from pure innovation to sustainable integration. This does not imply slowing down progress, but rather directing it responsibly. Developers need to know the boundaries they are operating within, and policymakers need to understand the technical realities to write effective regulations.
The Pro-Human Declaration offers a starting point, but the real work lies in implementation. If anyone is willing to listen, the roadmap for AI must include provisions that protect human rights and safety as much as it promotes technological advancement.
In conclusion, the road ahead for artificial intelligence is complex. The intersection of military power and AI demands that regulations keep pace with innovation. We are talking about the future trajectory of our societies here.
If the industry fails to heed the calls for ethical integration now, the consequences could be catastrophic. Success depends on a collaborative effort between private developers and public defenders to ensure that AI remains a tool for human benefit rather than an uncontrollable force.